Hello.
This is Jim Gearhart of KIRO Radio for the Pacific Northwest. Now, we have a mutual friend, you and I, by the name of George Russell. And George has a problem. Though George enjoys your confidence in some small areas involving, oh, a few million dollars or so, in one big, really important matter, you've been a little skeptical. So I brought a friend along and a colleague of ours to convince you that George Russell speaks as an expert in big subjects as well as the little ones. Now, my friend's name is Clarence, and Clarence is, by trade, a gooey duck.
Now, in the Northwest, there's a giant clam called a gooey duck. He's a tricky critter, and you really gotta stick your neck out to get him. You can hear the digger say, "Is a headed for the bay? Oh, I gotta dig a duck, gotta dig a duck a day."
Well, let's wrap on Clarence's shell now and see if we can get him out of here for a few words. Hey, Clarence K. Fawcett, why don't you say hello to a very good friend of George Russell? Hey, Clarence. Actually, Clarence is my pet. He followed me home from the beach one day, and we just sort of adopted one another. Clarence, remember that first big problem we had? Yeah, my apartment house didn't allow pets, so every time the landlady came around, Clarence had to hop up on a counter, roll over on a platter, and pull chopped garlic and parsley all over himself to impersonate my dinner. But Clarence has made a name for himself since those days, and now he's even official mascot at Evergreen State College here in the Northwest. And he has his own Latin motto, which is Omnia Exteres, which means... That's right. Omnia Exteres is Latin for let it all hang out.
Oh, it takes a lot of luck and a certain kind of pluck for to dig around the muck just to get a gooey duck, because he hasn't got a front and he hasn't got a back. He doesn't know Donald and he doesn't go quack.
You know, Clarence, George has bragged to his friends about his prowess with the gooey duck gun. And it might seem strange to a lot of people that the prey, you, would still be friends with a mighty hunter. But if they've ever seen old George stalking the elusive gooey duck in his clam diggers, mud from head to toe, pointing his clam gun in all directions at once, I think they understand. Now, our job is to make believers of George's friends. So let's sing the song, "Here is Clarence and the Butter Clams."
Now, in the Northwest, there's a giant clam called a gooey duck. He's a tricky critter, and you really gotta stick your neck out to get him. You can hear the digger say, "Is a headed for the bay? Oh, I gotta dig a duck a day, cause I get a buck a duck if I dig a duck a day. So I gotta get a duck, gotta dig a duck a day. Dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck. A certain kind of pluck for to dig around the muck just to get a gooey duck, cause he hasn't got a front and he hasn't got a back. He doesn't know Donald and he doesn't go quack.
Dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck a day. Dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck a day.
You can hear the digger say, "Is a heading for the bay? Oh, I gotta dig a duck a day, cause I get a buck a duck if I dig a duck a day. So I gotta dig a duck a day.
Dig a duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck, dig a duck, dig a gooey duck.
Clarence, did you know that some of George's friends spend a good deal of time in the Orient? Well, what do you say we do a special version for them?
Bokuna kokyo wa America no taiheyongan. Meibutsu wa gui daku toyu kyodai nakai. Nani shiro roku roku bi dakara, soidasu no wa hitoshigoto.
いるし運もいる敵はぬらぬらすり抜ける捕まえるのは楽じゃないへっぴり腰がびしょびしょココホレワンワンココホレワン一匹一度の大儲け
Mai mo naka rebo ushi do monai, donar dakto me kanke nai. Dan mari kai te suna no naka, gaga naka yo no ton ma janai.
Koko hore wan wan, koko hore wan, ibiki ichi daru no omoke. Koko hore wan wan, koko hore wan, ibiki ichi daru no omoke. Koko hore wan wan, koko hore wan, ibiki ichi daru no omoke. Koko hore wan wan, koko hore wan, ibiki ichi daru no omoke.
So, from your friends George Russell and Clarence, a Merry Christmas, and in the new year, may your successes be as numberless as the gooey ducks in Puget Sound.